From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Well, five additional cases of COVID-19 were reported on Wednesday, bringing to 200 the total number of residents who've tested positive for it since the first case was diagnosed in February. Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich called it unfortunate but foreseeable as case counts climb across the state and the nation. She says we were the first rural county in the nation to diagnose a case of COVID-19 at a time when there were very few cases seen nationally. We've now seen 200 local cases in just over 5 months, while the country is reporting more than 3.9 million. Meantime, Del Norte public health officials have just begun contact tracing after a cluster of new COVID-19 cases were identified there among Pelican Bay State Prison staff. Lost Coast Outpost reporting 11 new cases were identified in Del Norte County, making for a total of 17 active cases. Most of the patients are Del Norte County residents, though about four are from Curry County, according to Del Norte County Emergency Services. As of Wednesday, Curry County had four positive COVID-19 cases, according to the Curry County Office of Emergency Management. Eureka City Council this week voting unanimously to put on the November 3rd ballot a 1.25% tax measure generating nearly $10 million annually for the city's general fund budget. The Eureka Times-Standard reporting the proposed tax would need a 50% plus one majority to pass and go into effect July 1st next year, replacing and increasing Measure Q, a half-cent sales tax. The tax would represent a 0.75% increase over outgoing Measure Q, implemented back in 2016, set to expire next year. Tax generating around $9.6 million annually for the city's sinking general fund, which is carrying a $5 million plus deficit. The tax will maintain police, fire, 911, emergency medical services, along with many others, according to officials. Well, next Tuesday, the date set for a competency hearing for a suspect in a Southern Humboldt murder. 32-year-old Ryan Tanner will have his competency to stand trial determined at that hearing, to be attended by a number of doctors who each conduct psychological evaluations of Tanner. Deputy DA Whitney Tim saying that she would be calling an investigator at the hearing as well. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.